And now, folks, the shortcomings of radio. And the miracle of music. Oh, I so wish you could all be here in the studio and see what I'm seeing. That's musician David Fulmer playing, drumroll please, the actual violin of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. David, what were you playing there?
This is Mozart's Sonata for Piano and Violin in C Major.
And that is Mozart's actual instrument?
Indeed it is.
Earlier in the week, Mozart's prized violin and viola made it to the U.S. for the very first time. On Monday, they were played at Jordan Hall in Boston. Tonight, the violin will be played at the Austrian Cultural Forum in New York. And we just made history. Mozart's violin was played in a U.S. radio studio for the very first time. And we'll hear more of that in just a moment, right, David?
Yes.
Also with us is Matthias Schultz. He's the CEO and artistic director of the Salzburg Mozarteum Foundation, which owns Mozart's violin. Is David taking pretty good care of it here, Matthias?
More than that. We are very happy that David Fulmer is doing this. And more, he's himself a composer, and that's why he understands how to do this.
What does it feel like to play Mozart's violin, David?
It's absolutely extraordinary. The instrument itself is in meticulous condition, and we had a long discussion about this yesterday. It is unaltered, and to be touching a part of history is very significant, especially for a composer, especially for any performer, indeed, but it is a very special opportunity.
And how long have you had it in your possession? Has this instrument been kicking around Europe for centuries? Obviously, I guess.
Yes, the violin is in possession of the Mozarteum Foundation Salzburg since 1956. That was the year where the 200th birthday of Mozart was celebrated.
And before that, it was owned by some billionaire or an old lady,
yes,
who lived in Leipzig?
It was the sister of Mozart, Nannerl, who owned it until 1810. And after that, it got to a musicologist. It's called Trestl. And after that, he was in a family in Upper Austria. And then we could buy it.
Well, when did Mozart play this? What age was he when he played this instrument, David?
This is an instrument that really he developed on, both as an instrumentalist and also as a composer. It's extraordinary. The reason I'm so fascinated with it and why I can't keep my hands off of it is simply because he composed all of his five violin concerti with it and the grand masterpiece, which is the Sinfonia Concertante. And structurally, in his career, it comes at a very pivotal mark, which is his departure from Salzburg. So it's very, very special.
And he learned to play the violin on an instrument like this or this exact one?
I'm not exactly sure if this is the instrument he learned on, but this was his mature instrument.
And he was a boy when he became a mature musician, so he was playing this as a little guy.
Indeed.
Indeed. And, because it is Father's Day, there's probably more than a little pain in that violin, because Leopold Mozart, his dad, wrote one of the most famous treatises on how to learn to play the violin and tested out a lot of that stuff on his little Wolfgang. Do you feel any of that pain?
I do. It's very interesting. I was looking actually at the dates this morning, and it turns out that Leopold's document, his treatise, was published the very year that Mozart was born, 1756. And so one has this sort of double historical perspective. We have the interworkings of that document laced within the developmental stages of his son, which is absolutely amazing.
Which is a very musicological way of saying that Leopold dragged the poor kid all over Europe and made him perform in front of princes, kings, and queens, right?
Yes, the instrument traveled quite a lot, and Leopold, he seemed to be quite strict, but in a very good way, obviously. And he said that his son was one of the accomplished violin players in whole Europe. And I think, it's fantastic to see what he achieved with that. And if you see that he wrote all the violins and he played all the violins on this instrument, this is more than moving, you know.
Well, Leopold gave us Mozart. Mozart was, yes, in later years an undisciplined fellow who died young, who needed that discipline in the beginning to bring his gift to life. What sense do you get of Mozart's musical gift by playing this instrument, David?
It is extraordinary to play an instrument, of course, that was not only instrumental in his own performing, but within the compositional process, I think is important to realize in a situation like this. When I first laid hands on it yesterday afternoon at around 3:30 or so, The first notes, of course, were open strings, and one could hear the resonating values of the instruments, and it became immediately apparent that this was the foundation of the sonority that Mozart used for all of his string music, not just his violin concerti. So this is a very important document.
When he was hearing the melodic lines of some of those great symphonies with string parts, he was hearing this instrument. He was hearing this.
Absolutely.
Is this an Italian, one of the Guarneris or Stradivari or something like that?
No, it's an instrument from southern Bavaria, from the Klotz family. And this is a very famous area where violins are made. And yeah, it's a very, very good instrument. And the sound, the colors, it's really, really fantastic. And that's why we are so happy about this. Not just to put it in the museums, but it's also able to do great concerts with it.
Well, it's a beautiful gesture. And without me saying, watch your intonation, Wolfgang, or any of that, let's hear the instrument in honor of Father's Day, the gift that Leopold Mozart, the original stage dad, gave us. And David Fulmer will play Sonata in C Major by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, played on his very own Klotz violin. Gentlemen, thank you so much. That was really remarkable. Matthias Schultz is the CEO and Artistic Director of the Salzburg Mozarteum Foundation. David Fulmer, performer, will be performing on this instrument tonight in New York. Good luck to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.